Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
How are you today, doctor?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing good. What do we know about Ebola? We get all these conflicting headlines. Some people are very concerned. They don't have the numbers. What can you tell us?
Well, it is a concern. Now, the United States is at low risk, so nothing to lose sleep over now. But there is a big outbreak in Africa, and there are it's hard to get control. It could emerge into one of the biggest outbreaks of all time. Now, there is control in the United States and a lot of attention, so it doesn't get into the United States, but a lot of people are paying attention.
Yeah, absolutely, because let's face it, everybody travels, and we have World Cup attendees coming from every part of the world. I also saw an article about one-third of adults misunderstand medical directions, especially when it comes to prescriptions, and sometimes just when they're in the office with their primary care physician.
Is that true? Yeah, and please feel free to ask questions and ask again. Everybody is shy about asking. The doctor says, do you understand? People say yes, and they don't really. And you can ask the pharmacist, too, when you pick up your medicines. Have them go over two or three times.
And some are not new to the healthcare system. They said some are people with chronic conditions. And is that it? They're kind of shy or nervous? I always write down questions. Both my doctors and my husband's doctors all know, like, oh, God, here she comes. She's got the big list. But I feel it's a way to save time, and I can rapid fire questions at them, and that way I don't forget. Is that offensive to doctors, or is that okay?
Good for you. Write the questions, ask the questions. The doctors, the nurses would rather you fire away, and we'd get good, crisp, clear answers. It's a lot. We know it's a lot. And don't be afraid to ask the nurse, too, and the doctor, and repeat it. Good for you for writing it down. Good for you for asking the questions.
And, of course, you should always just call back and ask for the nurse, right, if you didn't understand something?
Absolutely, call back. And then, as I said, the pharmacist will ask, do you have any questions? Could you go over this with me, remind me? They say take it twice a day. What does that mean? Two times at one time or spaced apart? Do you have to wake up in the middle of the night? Go over the details. And the reason that there's so many questions, some people are on a lot of medicines. Go over it, make sure you know what's for what and how to take it best.
Okay. Another story. Americans born after 1970 face higher death rates from several major causes in middle age. What is this about?
Oh, boy. So for a century, century and a half, life expectancy of each generation got better and better and better. And it started to plateau around the 60s. And those born after 70, now it's facing higher death rates. Now, some of it's from drugs, from homicide and suicide. But some of it's from cancer and heart disease at young ages. And this is why we hear diets and exercise and social engagements returning to the basics is so important, because those born after 70 for the first time, we're seeing shortening life expectancy.
Yeah, diet, exercise, social engagement, and it's the same stuff everyone's been preaching forever, but it just doesn't always connect.
It's hard to embed in life the way it is, but sometimes the simple things are the most important.
There was an article in the Washington Post about the COVID vaccine linked to broad protections against heart conditions. I know it takes more than one study, but what can you tell us about this?
Yeah, it's pretty much true. Now, this was one study, a million veterans, and the veterans, that about a third of them had vaccination. And the ones, and tracking them through, there's a 40% reduction of heart attacks and serious cardiac events in the ones vaccinated. And probably because the ones who got COVID had heart-related problems that got worse. So, yeah, the COVID vaccine really was protective. It's not surprising. We know the people that get flu shots have protection from heart attacks and strokes, and people that get other vaccinations have protections. So get your vaccines. They really do seem to have good effects, even surprising effects from heart attacks like this one, or and sometimes strokes too.
It's Men's Health Awareness Week. I thought maybe we could quickly talk about prostate cancer. When should men start getting checked?
So So if you have a family history, get checked at young ages. There's a lot of debate about how and when to start, and depends on the individual's risk factor, individual concern. So talk to your doctors, have these discussions. The PSA has to be in conjunction with a kind of long-term and educated approach. But men are at risk, and get the PSA checked, talk to your doctor about it. The aggressive prostate cancers can be a sudden surprise, and we don't like to have that. So just get young men don't think they need a doctor. You need a doctor. Get your cholesterol, get your blood pressure. And when you get into middle age, start talking about prostate.
And there are many studies underway right now. I was reading one about an experimental treatment to kill prostate tumors while reawakening anti-tumor immunity. There's many studies being done. Is this getting the amount of focus that it needs? Because it seems like men of a certain age, this seems to be one of the greatest threats.
Well, it is one of the most common causes of cancer, a leading cause of cancer deaths in men. So, yes, it does get a lot of attention. It's been very difficult to treat when the cancer starts to spread. And so these new studies get nanotechnology with targeted agents, the discovery about how to target radiation, or an array of treatments. So, yes, there's a lot of hope, a lot of fast movement, but it really does start with prevention. And that's why getting the doctor and just talking to your doctor about it when you hit middle age is important.
A couple of symptoms could you share with men listening, things that they should be aware of that might indicate there's a problem?
Well, prostate cancer is usually silent. As men get older through the 40s and 50s, the prostate will enlarge and slow down the urinary stream, start waking up in the middle of the night to pee. Start talking to your doctor at that time. If you start to have those symptoms, it's not necessarily cancer. Don't worry about it. But just establish that relationship, because at some point, depending on your risk, you'll want to do the PSA testing.
Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
Dr. Jim Adams from Northwestern.